Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time to talk church. Let's talk to church. It's time to talk to church. It's very church. It's time to talk to church on the Bennett Skin Show.
Barry M.F. Church, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, my God. We get so hyped to hear that. And is it true that you did officially add the MF in between Barry and Church in your name?
It is official, man.
It's yes! Let's play the intro again, then.
It's time to talk to church on the Bennett Skin Show.
Woo! Man!
Yeah.
Man, it still upsets me that you got away. We should have signed you. We should have kept you here. And you are playing really, really well on a really, really good defense. Your defense is number one in yards allowed, number one in pass defense, number three in points allowed. I mean, you guys are crushing it. And we certainly wish we were having some of that here. So let's just start with what is so different about the way you guys are doing defense there in Jacksonville as opposed to the way we've been doing defense here in Dallas?
Well, you know, I've been checking you guys' games out lately, because, you know, you guys got all the primetime games and stuff, so I've been checking them out, and, I mean, the Cowboys' defense looks really good, actually, man. I've been, you know, they look like they're hustling to the ball. They're really young over there. I saw the young first-rounder, I forget his name, 55, but he looks really good out there.
Yeah, Van Der Esch.
And then Jalen, I mean, he's flying over the ball. I was watching that Houston game, and he just seemed like he was just a wrecking ball wherever he went, so... I feel like, I mean, their defense is playing pretty good, man. So, I mean, you guys got a couple years of that, man. These guys are pretty young over there.
How different is what you do in Jacksonville compared to what you did here in Dallas?
I don't think it's much different. I mean, you know, the schemes are kind of different as far as the play calls, you know, what we prefer to play down here versus what Dallas prefers to play. But I don't think it's that different at all. I mean, both teams hustle to the ball a lot. You know, I think the only difference last year was that we were able to get a lot of turnovers last year on our defense, and you know, we ranked pretty high in that. But other than that, man, I see a lot of similarities between Cowboys D and our D out here.
Okay, so Barry, you're playing strong safety there, and is it Tayshawn Gibson who's playing free?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, so I saw some comments from Gibson after you guys played the Chiefs, and he was really giving their play calling a lot of credit, and just about the creativity. And we're trying to figure out play calling, and are the Cowboys on that cutting edge, or are they kind of behind the curve there? And we think we know where they are there, but I'm just curious about just relative to the Chiefs, what made that so unique and so challenging outside of just the talent? What was the play calling all about?
Oh, I mean, I can understand what he said about those comments. I mean, I feel like their play calling was, I mean, it was superb the way they were doing it. And when we watched film on them, they were kind of flooding our zones. Like when we would get into a zone defense, they would put two options in that zone, or they would run one of the guys or one of the flat defenders out and sit another guy right where, you know, that guy is supposed to be. So that kind of frustrated us a little bit. And then they were kind of catching us off guard with the tempo, with their guy, you know, the hard count. You know, it got us a couple times offside. So, I mean, it kind of just kept us off balance, you know, throughout the game. So, that worked in their favor. You know, we're a better defense when we can make you one-dimensional. You know, you better run or the pass. Once we can get that down pat, you know, we're a pretty good defense. But they kept us off balance, and hats off to them. I mean, they're a pretty talented team as well.
So what's it like on a day-to-day basis hanging out with Jalen Ramsey? Because you see everything about him and all the quotes and all the interviews, and he seems incredibly fun. I remember we ran into him at the Super Bowl a couple years ago at a Benihana, and he seems like a really cool dude. But what's it like being with him every single day?
No, he's a cool dude, man. You know, a lot of that stuff you see in the media. I mean, he's a down to earth type of guy. I mean, he's just very confident. I mean, he's confident in what he does, and you know, when you could walk the walk as well, talk the talk. I mean, you know, why not do it? So. He's one of the premier corners out there, and you know, he's able to talk and do all the stuff that he can do because he has confidence in his game, and it shows when he's on the field.
Talking to one of our all-time favorite Dallas Cowboys, Barry Church, who's now with the Jaguars and has that defense rolling and has ever since He left and turned his back on his weekly show with us. But, you know, I do want to ask you, with regard to Jalen, as you're back there and you're thinking, okay, Jalen's on this side, and in your mind, are you thinking, I don't really ever need to give him help over there? I know it's not that way. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think it's really literally that way, but, I mean, do you just think in your mind, all right, he's got this locked down, I don't have to worry about that?
Oh, yeah, it makes my job a heck of a lot easier. I mean, when you're back there at safety and you got, you know, three corners out there, are Nickel, you know, Patman, and, you know, the other corner, Boye out there, as well as Ramsey. I mean, it makes your job a heck of a lot easier. You can really just kind of read the quarterback. You don't have to pretty much figure, hey, those guys are going to do their job and lock down. So you pretty much get to read the quarterback and jump different routes when you're back there in a post or if we're in, like, a two-high type of defense. But I love having those corners out there in front of me. I mean, even if I make a mistake, I know they'll be there to cover it up. So those dudes are legit at what they do.
Barry, you had four interceptions last year. I think of you as the guy that comes in and lays the lumber, getting in the box and making tackles. And this week you'll have to go up against a pretty hefty dude in Zeke. What do you see in Zeke's game?
Oh, I mean, since he came into the league his rookie year, I mean, he's been like just like a wrecking ball going through defenses. I mean, the guy seems to be able to fall forward, you know, every time he's running a ball, either be, you know, for 2 yards or for, you know, 15, 20 yards. He's always seeming to fall forward. And as a defense, I mean, that kind of gets to you after a while. You know, the fourth quarter comes around, you're like, man, I'm tired of hitting this dude. You know, he has great balance, vision, and just, you know, kind of sees the hole. So it's going to be a great challenge for us, you know, our front seven and the safeties that are coming down in there, and the D-line especially, to contain that dude. Because, I mean, we figured out, you know, the offense runs through him. You know, that's their bell cow, their spark. So if we can limit him, man, I think we'll have a pretty good chance.
So, obviously, you know what it's like being a Dallas Cowboy, and there's a lot of Dez Bryant talk amongst the fan base, especially when Dez isn't on the team. There's even a lot of Dez Bryant talk, it seems. And Jerry Jones on our station today is talking about whether or not Dez is a number one receiver, and some of the things were taken out of context. And then guys are like, okay, what is a number one receiver? I just want to know from you, how is it different defending the Cowboys with Dez Bryant and defending the Cowboys without Dez Bryant?
You know, I think, you know, from my time being there, I feel like it was a heck of a lot different, you know, between the two with him and without him. When you had him on the offensive side, I mean, you had to, even if it was a down year, he wasn't, you know, getting a lot of targets, you had to know where he was at all times. So as a defender, you kind of had to have that guy, extra guy leaning towards him, or that guy, like, not in the box waiting for the run every time. So when he's not with that team, I mean, I feel like, you know, all teams are doing is stacking the box heavily and forcing, you know, Dak to win with his arm, and he's been able to do that in the past and a couple times this year. So, I mean, it's definitely a better balance when he was on the field, but, I mean, there's still a dangerous offense without him as well.
So when you look at their wide receivers, obviously you played with Hearns and you've played with Cole Beasley. Are those kind of the guys that you know, take note of, you know, going into the game that kind of catch your attention when you look at the Cowboys wide receiver group?
When I look at the receiver group, you definitely have a star around Beasley. I mean, that guy seems to get open no matter what's going on. So, I mean, I'm sure a lot of teams have been either, you know, doubling them or leaning a guy towards them, you know, when that man-to-man coverage goes. Even when you're in zone, I mean, that guy seems to find, you know, holes where, you know, nobody else seems to be able to get to it. So we definitely got to put a star around him. I like what I've seen from their rookie receiver, number 13. I think his name is Gallup. He's looked pretty impressive for a rookie coming in, being a part of their offense. And another guy not a lot of people have been, you know, looking at, but these past couple of weeks, you know, Swain, I feel like he's been making plays these past couple of weeks, be it, you know, tight end screens or something down the field. So it's just something, you know, a couple of guys you got to put your heads towards and make sure you know where they're at. But, I mean, there's always, you know, 21 back in the backfield that you got to keep the eyes up for. So we'll see what we can do with that once Sunday rolls around.
So obviously we know, you know, you've got love and respect for Jason Witten, and now Witten's no longer here. You mentioned Swain. You know, do you see something different there? I mean, is it the same routes, the same ability, or is it their little jump, a little pep in the step because he's a little younger? Or, you know, what are the pros and cons of playing against Witten and then not playing against Witten?
Well, you know, playing against Witten, I mean, you know, he's not going to, you know, stretch the field, you know, with downfield burning. You know, he's not a burner. He's not, you know, a speed demon out there. He's not going to stretch the field. But what he can do is against man or zone, he can find a way to get open. I mean, if that's, you know, the defender dripped on his back, you know, and the receiver kind of throws it low to only where Witten can catch it. I mean, either way, he's going to, you know, be an effective part of the game plan. And you always kind of had to know where he was. Where Swain's going to, you know, affect the game is, you know, tight ends or looking out in the flat or, or I'm sorry, tight ends. I mean, screens are leaking out in the flat and getting the ball that way. And I feel like you just got to kind of know where those guys are. But with Witten, I mean, it was just a whole different beast out there.
So you guys have only had gotten three interceptions in five games, which is not bad at all, to be honest. But you start to look at the rankings, and the Cowboys have only got one. They just got their first interception last week. But we've thought of them as a pretty good defense this year. We always think of you at Jacksonville being a really good defense. Is that interception stat, is that just sometimes a luck thing, too, where sometimes, hey, you just get a ball thrown at you more often than not? Or is that a thing that kind of in the end, usually the cream rises to the top?
That's kind of a difficult one, but I'm definitely, you know, I kind of feel like, you know, once you get that first one or once you get that first interception, they kind of roll with it. As a secondary, for sure, that's the case. I mean, we had our first one in the secondary this past week, and then, you know, AJ caught one, so we got two this past week, so hopefully we can get that momentum rolling and our ball rolling so we can start getting more turnovers, because, you know, that's the only place we've been lacking down here as far as this year is in the turnover department, where last year I feel like we were getting, you know, a whole bunch of ops to get the ball. So, we know we got to step that side up of the game, but I definitely feel like, you know, once you get one or two in the second game, they kind of keep rolling like a downhill effect. So hopefully we can ride that wave and get that momentum going.
Barry, obviously you have infinite respect for your Cowboys teammates you played with, and they have infinite respect for you, and you're a smart veteran. You're not going to give any bulletin board material, and I wouldn't wouldn't set you up for any. But when you look at this Cowboys offensive line, do you see the same line that they've had in the past? I mean, obviously Travis isn't here, but are you seeing similar dominance from the Cowboys offensive line, or is it just – do you see it being tougher for them because of all the stacked boxes, or what are you really seeing in there in general?
I think you put it right on there. I think it's a little tougher with those stacked boxes. I mean, when they had, you know, let's just take, for example, when DeMarco was there, you know, they had, you know, Dez out here, Witten out there, and they had, you know, favorable boxes. I mean, they were dominating everybody. Even with the stacked boxes this year, there's, you know, Zeke's still rushing for, you know, 120-some yards here, 130-some yards here. So, in my opinion, I feel like they're a very dominant offensive line. Stacked boxes, you know, give anybody kind of trouble, but I feel like they're still a very dominant line, and they'll be able to give Dak time back there. So, as a secondary, we got to make sure we're on our P's and Q's and making sure that, you know, we can defend the extended play, because, you know, Dak likes to run around here and make things happen at the end. So, we'll see what we can have.
Of all the cities in the league, I feel like I know the least about Jacksonville. What's there to do in Jacksonville away from away from all the stuff you have to do? And do you live here in the off season?
Still? Yeah, I live there in the off season.
Okay, cool.
Like you said, I mean, it's not a humongous city, you know, by any of that stretch of the imagination. It's not like Dallas, where it's like, you know, huge and, you know, a whole bunch of stuff to do. But I mean, I live by the beach. I live right down on the beach, so, you know, I like to go down there every now and then, kick it for a little bit. But other than that, man, it's pretty much ball and, you know, getting ready, getting recovered for the next game.
Well, before you come back here for the off season, we'll go eat some sushi and whatnot. But the Ben and Skin Show needs to come stay in that beach house with you. So just save a side room for us. We'll just bring some bean bags and, you know, some sleeping bags. We'll just crash in a guest room, okay?
Oh, man, you're always welcome at the church household.
Awesome. Hey, thanks so much for taking the time. We hope you personally have like 18 tackles, a sack, and an interception. But we hope we hope y'all take an L, though. But we want you to play well personally.
We need it more than you guys do, Barry.
18 tackles, so we'll see what happens.
All right, man. Hey, thanks a lot. Hey, we got to hear this one more time. Crank it up, Chevy.
It's time to talk to church. It's time to talk to church. It's Barry Church. It's time to talk to church.
Yeah! Hallelujah!
All right, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it.
All right, man. Take it.
It's time to talk to church. It's time to talk to church. It's time to talk to church on the Ben and Skin Show.
Woo-hoo! All right, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Love you, Barry.
Love you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.